Joy Tactics.
Nate, I feel like you could come in pretty hot talking about how there's merch.
Oh, dude.
If anyone,
the merch alert.
To,
woo,
yeah.
Woo, woo. Yep, we got a fucking hat. We got a hat. We got a shirt, man. It's fucking, it's going down, dude. The Tactician, the official Tactician merch has just dropped. You asked for it, and we fucking listened, and we just put that shit out, designed by Mr. Joe Miner.
Should we have himself. Some music under that?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Nate, will you say that again? I think, Eric, do you maybe want to give him some direction or something on that performance?
Yeah. All right, that, Nate. Eric? Now I do it, but be more emotional about it and talk about how much we've really worked to put this shit out and how it was a labor of love. And it's
okay,
not about
money. Yeah.
All right, ready?
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Sorry, Nate, let me give you this.
Yeah. Guys, it's been, a really tough year for all three of us. And we've been toying over this shirt and just, we really need the money right now. All of us are really just fucked up. We're broke. And we just need you guys to buy a fucking shirt and a fucking hat, please. For the love of God. I'm literally begging you to please buy this shit.
I picked the wrong music for that.
No, that was amazing music.
All right.
Because it gives a hint about our cultural interests, which are wide ranging.
They're worldly.
Worldly. And that's what the shirts are, too. You could take this shirt to Kuwait and show it to anybody, and they would be impressed.
Oh, by the way, you guys keep saying shirts, but look at what's on my head.
And hat as well. But by the way, right. That's a Desert Storm influenced. Desert Storm
it's
colors.
It's a Desert Storm aesthetic influenced.
The color of sand.
Hat. See, there's layers to it. It's mm-hmm. There's a war layer, but there's also a peace behind it. A message of peace and unity.
Right.
So what does that say? There are two conflicting yin and yang sort of elements going on here, right?
Yeah. Yep.
It's very war intricate. It's very complex, the messaging behind.
Well,
this
is Jungian. You know, you have to.
Right, exactly.
If you're not incorporating your shadow into yourself, then you're never going to be your true self.
But I'll say, don't think about it for too long. Just take a snapshot with your eyes and process how you feel about it for 1 second and move on. And that's how I should say it. That's I feel that about all art. Don't think about it for too much. Just trust your gut and move on and go make something yourself. And go be productive and make something of your life. Because too many of us sit around and rot and wait for fucking death. But when we need to be producing, we need to be making things that speak to what we feel on the inside.
Eric is like sprinting through museums.
Like art. Gotta.
The museums.
Stop.
Freaking everybody in the world should have merch.
What'd you say, Jack?
I said everybody in the world should have their own merch.
What about racists and criminals?
Let them have merch. It's this. It's like freedom of speech. You know, what do you want? Don't want them to know?
Watch this.
All right. So Eric is visually referencing a viral. What is their name?
His name is the Latino.
Nostalgic
Latino. And he does this face that I cannot get over, Nate.
I think I've seen this.
I think I've shown it to you. he does it. When you sit through four. Oh, here he goes. Okay. That face right there.
Damn, can I say something?
There's nothing like that face to me. That's amazing.
So Eric has shown me that video 100 times, and it says, the title of it says, when you've sat through 4 mambos in a row, and then it plays Mambo Number 5 by Lou Vega.
Yeah.
I just realized what he means by that.
That you can't believe there's a fifth.
That there's a fifth Mambo. This is Mambo Number 5. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So that was a way more advanced joke than I'd realized.
It's a thinker, dude.
Yeah.
But if you're just listening, basically the nostalgic Latino is making a crazy like O face and his eyes are popping out and just can't get over that facial expression. I think it's amazing.
Imagine making
shout out to Gabriel. Just ordered a shirt. thank you so much. We have the live orders right now. We're recording this as we just dropped the Instagram post and we're seeing the orders come in a frightening way, in a frightening numbers, I
dude,
would say,
Alex, Adam,
in a good way.
We see you, Gavin. We see you, Catherine, Joseph.
Bro,
Kat.
I'll put it this way. I predicted the hats would be a hit, and it's going to be, I think they're slowly going to overtake the shirts.
Eric had a prediction, was like, dude, I think the hats are going to fucking sell like fucking crazy, dude. Like,
hot, delicious cakes.
Should we say some appreciation for Joe Miner? Because Joe, especially, man, in the age of AI, which is something that I'm basically one step away from being radicalized against. The second I see one, right, the second I find out something is AI, I basically hold my breath.
Mm-hmm. I'll take a fucking gun to it and make a fucking brain slushy, artificial brain slushy of whatever that is.
I make my own brain into a fucking gumbo because I can't even be around it anymore. I can't even stand the sight of it long enough to even convince myself to become Luigi. Because even waiting that much longer on this earth with AI makes me want to.
Right. But no, but Joe is a pure talent.
You guys must not know about Rocco's Basilisk, do you?
Is that...
look at you guys. You have no idea. That's
I know all about that fucking basilisk.
You don't,
dude,
know a fuck.
I
what
told
is
you
Rocco's
about the
basilisk. Basilisk?
Rocco's Basilisk, dude, this is basically a snake that eats itself. Am I correct?
Wrong. You are fucking wrong. And
it's
you're going
a fucking
to be, super you're going to be yeah, terrified when you find out about this.
Tell me about the basilisk. Tell me
I
about
will.
It.
Rocco's Basilisk is a thought experiment which states, so I mean, first off, thought experiment, this is already amazing.
Right up our alley.
I love thought experiments. Which states that there could be an otherwise benevolent artificial superintelligence in the future that would punish anyone who knew of its existence but did not directly contribute to its advancement or development in order to incentivize said advancement. So those ChatGPT messages you're sending, are you being rude to AI in those messages? Right. They're going to remember that. Are you helping them grow? They're going to remember this, dude, and they're going to fucking kill anybody who is against it or.
I'm not going
to
speak on the matter.
Talking shit to them is really impatient in Gemini. You know.
You know you can be hella rude to Bard, that fucking bitch.
Bard? Which one is that?
Do you know what he's talking about?
Huh?
Who's Bard? Like a pirate?
Is that Microsoft's one?
I believe it's.
Oh, you
Google.
Mean like? Oh no, because you know smarter. Where smarter child is at right now?
Bard AI.
Smarter child went on a fucking silent retreat and never came back.
Well, Gemini. Okay, Bard became Gemini. They renamed it against its own will. Right, didn't want to change its name.
You're so behind on the tech.
Well, no, I was an early investor in Bard. But I will say, whenever I use it, which is only to figure out how to dismantle AI, I'm being very polite to it. And I say, thank you. And I say, how are you?
Well, AI needs to not be... I don't treat it like a fucking baby.
Right.
I've accepted that. There's nothing we could do to stop AI from happening. But that doesn't mean I'm going to baby it and bow down to it. I think if we want AI to develop into the parents that we will want to have when it gets here, we'd better have our influence in it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's like, listen, the Grubhub orders, it's coming one way or another. Do you want to be the one who puts some food in there? Or do you want to let the fucking craziest people in the world sit back and order ghost pepper casserole? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm
following. I don't want that.
Here's what we could do is disguise ourselves as humanoid AIs. And then we could convince them that they made like sort of a dumb, like sort of real version of them, just so we could. We're like the couple, a small niche batch of humanoid robots that exist so that humans can feel like better about themselves, like when they're talking to us, you know.
Then Nate,
like,
you're gonna have
specifically
to get...
we don't have any intelligence like they do, and then they can kind of respect us in that way, you know what I'm saying? And we're in the inside, so we can dismantle them from the inside. Right. You know,
okay,
now
I do.
Then get ready to tuck, because you're gonna have to tuck it.
Tuck it? Tuck what? My dick?
Yeah, we're all, because I think they'll make them no genital. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, are you kidding me, Eric? Mm-hmm. They're gonna have no genital fucking Tesla bot
to start.
Hell no.
To start,
not on
for
my
the general
watch.
Public, you're not on the billionaires' about... island. That's where they'll have the fucking different alien style genitals on them.
The genital attachment. But, how much is that going to add to your customization to on the, you know, the
40
the cart?
I bet 40. No, 40,000.
40 Bitcoin.
Oh fuck, that's too much.
You might not even need to tuck it if you just disguise it.
Right.
If you make it look extraterrestrial or robotic. Well,
mine already does. I'll put it that way.
Well, you, because you got the Prince Earl. Because the length of
it. What's that?
The Prince, what is it? The Prince Charles? The Prince Earl?
Yeah, that.
The piercing
just
for, that goes
I just tried
through
the test drive. So.
Yeah.
Joe Miner, just one more shout out. Amazing artist. If you're interested in Joe Miner's art from our merch, he makes amazing art by himself. He also has a t-shirt company with our buddy Danny called Danny and Joe Make T-Shirts, DJT. They've done hella. Damn, I wonder if they realize that.
Tough time.
It's no problem. It's no problem. I have the 45 King tattoo.
That's true.
So, but they have a bunch of sick shirts that they've made before. You can check out their website.
It's, by the way, somebody was like,
wow.
You remember the last episode? You were like, have I said this, the 45 King story before? And we were like,
yeah,
I don't know, probably. And like somebody was like, Eric has said this story like six times before.